Hello, this is Joe. I guess I'm trying something new again. The time is 7:08 p.m. The date, 2/18/2024. So as I usually do, I come on here with a thought-provoking topic to speak about. And I actually have something that's very interesting. Now, if you guys have noticed that I've changed the picture for my profile for this account. I believe I did for this account. If not, it's the main account, I think. Yeah, one or two. Well, that picture, the house on the left, is the house that I used to live in when I stayed in a particular state in the United States. And there was, at least at that time, my age, I believe I was 10 or 11. And I thought that the house right next to where I was living, the foster home, was a church because it looked like a church. And I left it at that. Now, that house on the right in the picture is on the corner. Now, right across the street from us was a school, elementary school, up to sixth grade. Okay, so I'm giving you the picture. This was the foster home that I stayed in. And needless to say, this is a foster home that certain things had happened to me and other children. And at the age I am now, just about a half a century old, I'm having to dig in my memory and recall and recount some things, and this is something that came to my mind. Now, in this picture, I have, you see the address, 1040, and the building on the right, I checked it, the address is 1044. So I really started thinking, 1044, that sounds real close to 144, the chosen, that's been written in the Bible. So, piecing all of this together, the 144,000 that the Bible speaks about, based on my perception, my interpretation, and my understanding, I am part of the 144,000, put it that way. And being one of the 144,000, that says that I am chosen. But I'm trying to figure out chosen for what? Because so far in my life, it's been nothing but hell. From my introduction into foster care, going to the military, then out into the streets, and then where I'm currently at, you know, situated, trying to get my life together. And hell, you know, people on YouTube, you hear people talk about the 144,000, God's chosen. Okay, chosen for what? So then I decided to dig deep. I want you guys to follow my train of thought here. 144,000. Okay. I don't know where I got the thought to do this, but I'm going to speak it. I was actually born 10/8. I was actually born 10/8. So then I'm like, well, 10/8 does not look like 144,000. So then I got to thinking about, this is my train of thought, I swear to you guys. I started thinking about 144,000 as a frequency. And then I looked at my date of birth, 10/8, I thought of that as a frequency. Then I said, wait a minute, what frequency do humans emit? What frequency? All of us emit a vibrational frequency. So I checked that on Google, and we vibrate at a frequency. Each of us vibrate at a frequency between 62 and 70 hertz or resonance, something they call it. I'm not sure, but the thing I got here is that we vibrate at a frequency. I use 70. Okay? I use 70. So then I said, okay, I got 144,000 chosen people. And then I said, and those 144,000 chosen human will each be vibrating at 70 hertz. I'm just going to say hertz. I'm not sure what it is. And the number that I got was my birthday. 10-8. 10-0-8. So I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. Because the other thing, and this happened as a result of me going out in the street and selling drugs, I knew that there were, just follow my train of thought, don't scratch your head, how did he jump, just follow my train of thought. Out in the streets and selling drugs and all this and that, I said a kilo of cocaine is 36 ounces. And 36 ounces each at 28 grams. So I did 36 times 28, and what did I come up with? 10,080. I saw my birthday in there. I saw 10-0-8. How is the 144,000 chosen in the Bible, written in the Bible, how is that number multiplied by the our average vibrational frequency, which is 70? How does that end up being 10-0-8? And then I multiply 36 ounces times 28 grams and I get 10-0-8. Who is making measurements like this? Who is putting cryptic measurements? This Bible was written oh so long ago. So whoever prepared the Bible oh so long ago, they did it not only applying psychological terms and allegories, but they also added a mathematical component to it. So I myself find that there is something in common with 144,000 people, humans, vibrating at the 70 hertz or resonant frequency, vibrational frequency, and it ending up to be 10-0-8. And then me multiplying, I'm just going to say it like I thought it, 36 ounces of cocaine in a kilo, which each weigh 28 grams, and it also comes up to 1008, 10-0-8. There was something I mentioned in the podcast about a particular TV series. I like to pull up the series that the name of this is. I actually do have this Twilight Zone series on my computer. And this series speaks about, it's a TV show, Twilight Zone, is an episode. It spoke about these aliens that came to Earth, and the humans, they found a book, and it was said, this book said, How to Serve Man. And the twist about that book was, we as humans thought that the aliens that had come to visit us, and we found a book of theirs, we thought it was how they were to worship us. But it was actually about how do they prepare us for consumption, how to serve us, whether we got a fruit in our mouth like a pig, whether we're slow roasted, wink, wink, or things of that nature. And all of that pointed to me to what I believe is covertly going on within the United States to humans by other humans, quote unquote, in a ritual. Okay, so there is no coincidence that, to back all of this up, I'm gonna take this back to the beginning. My birthday is 1008. When you multiply 144,000 times 70, which is the average human vibrational frequency, you also come up with 1008. Similar to you multiplying a kilo of cocaine, which has 36 ounces, and each ounce is 28 grams, also equals 1008. This, again, in the Bible. As so many things have been placed out there for the masses to read and accept based on their perception, what this is, what it's about, I say, and I say it again, our perception, our understanding of what the Bible is nothing truly close to what it's really about. There's a deeper, darker meaning to the Bible, and darker yet by those people that prepared it and delivered it to us as a way for us to live life, either crossing our fingers to believe that we are a part of the 144,000, feeling that we're gifted because we're chosen. But anyone that's gifted and chosen, a part of the 144, really truly a part of the 144, has anyone stepped forward and told us, if you are a chosen person and you can prove you're chosen, as I believe that's what I've done here, what have you been chosen for? Now, for me, coming up on the, as I stated, that my halfway point in life, it has been nothing but hurdles. So if I've been chosen to suffer my first half of my life, trials and tribulations, abuse and everything like that, by covert means, which is spearheaded by the government here in the States of America, the only thing I can see, the 144,000, the chosen, as mentioned in the Bible, to mean, is that there are 144,000 people that will be chosen to be sacrificed in some form or fashion for the system itself. Now, the manner in which we're sacrificed, I have yet to truly figure that out. I do believe I'm in the middle of that. But the interesting thing is, how do you become chosen? Again, I'm going to refer to the Bible, believing that it's not just a psychology book, it's also a mathematical book with equations that you can actually come up with using the allegories that they provide. If you break some of these stories, these allegories, down into the numerical value, you'll be astonished to see what you find. So that's why, furthermore, I would state that the 144,000 is an approximation of the number of humans that will be able to see through the bullshit, see through the matrix of what's going on. Thus, those 144,000 would be sacrificed to no longer be around the rest of the population out of fear of one apple spoiling the batch. That's what the chosen has become to mean to me. So, any of you out there, if you think that you're chosen, and I presented the information that I presented, do your own calculations. Find if there's any synchronicities with your birthday, your parents' birthday, match that with the things that you've experienced throughout your life. Mind you, it took me darn near half a century to pay attention to this. And I will state again, people that speak about the chosen, you'll see a lot on YouTube dealing with tarot cards, tarot card readings. They'll say they're chosen because God this, God that. They're not chosen. Because the chosen don't know that they're chosen. Period. Until they become aware and cognizant of the things that's happened in their life, and their life continues to give them clues and hints for them to put together, as I provided to you today.